Good morning, evening, or afternoon, everybody, depending on when you're listening. My name is Max.
I'm Gavin.
And welcome to the Clone War Room April Fool's Day special. Yeah, you heard that right. We're not going to do the episodes that we said last week. Haha, got you.
Joke's on you.
Instead, we are going to be talking about the brilliant Genndy Tartakovsky Clone War series from 2003.
Yeah, the mini series that they would play on, like I want to say, was it during like adult? No, Toonami, right?
Toonami, and I think sometimes during the day on Cartoon Network.
Yeah. I mean, it was in between Attack of Clones, Revenge of the Sith. That's the OG Clone Wars.
It is. It's like, basically what happened was, okay, Attack of the Clones got made, right? Everybody was like, hey, this movie still sucks.
Yeah.
Nobody liked it even back then, which wasn't a big factor because it still made bank. And George Lucas was just like, hey, man, you know what would be really rad? What if we actually focused on the Clone Wars? Can't make a whole movie about it because that'd be too interesting. So, I don't know. Let's make a TV show. Who's popular right now? I don't know. We got to market it to kids. And some asshole in the room was like, well, there's this show called Samurai Jack made by this guy, Genndy Tartakovsky. Maybe we could get him to do it. Oh, sure. Let's just do that then. I don't care. And what follows is a brilliant piece of Star Wars media.
Yeah. The show, it's phenomenal. It's so good. I'm ready just to jump right into it.
Honestly. Yes, me too. So let's start off with Volume 1. Our very first minisode, it starts off with Yoda on a goat alien raising his lightsaber ready for battle.
Yeah, it's a pretty obscure sight to see, and you see, like, an army of clones behind, and they charge into this big, big battle with the droid army.
Yes, it's so friggin' rad, dude. Like, the name of the game here is basically chop as many droids up as possible and look as cool as possible while doing it. Like, oh my god, it was so mind-blowing.
Yeah, and honestly, most of, like, the episodes are, like, they don't have any dialogue.
No.
And it's all just about pure the action itself. Like, you'll hear, like, grunts and stuff and, like, sound effects, but, like, most of the episodes are specifically about, like, there's, like, two episodes about Mace Windu doing shit, and, like, he doesn't say a fucking word. He's just kicking droid ass and stuff.
Dude, he literally loses his lightsaber at one point and just goes in bare-fisted wrecking up these droids. It's actually kind of insane.
Mm-hmm. So, and I think, honestly, like, in it, it's kind of similar to, like, the style, again, of, like, Samurai Jack, where, like, most of those episodes are, like, very silent, and is everything good?
Oh, yeah, everything's good. I'm just getting some weird, like, Star Wars-y ringing effect.
Yeah, I've been hearing that, too. Am I too loud?
Oh, no. Wait, you're hearing that?
Yeah.
Is it just, like, coming from these headphones? Just, like...
No, I can hear, too.
Wow. Where the hell is that coming from? I don't know. Maybe it's freaking, I don't know, Dooku playing a trick on us or whatever.
No, but okay. We can both hear that. Cool.
I'm glad we're not going insane.
No, yeah.
Well, until that's resolved, let's just keep talking about how awesome the show is.
No, yeah, the show's great. Phenomenal.
What really surprised me was the episode about Kit Fisto and how, like, yeah, dude, Kit Fisto has an episode, and it's actually really friggin' cool. He's just underwater slicing shit up.
Yeah, the whole episode takes place underwater, and again, it's a very action-packed episode. What's interesting is, like, where the Clone Wars, like, I want to say, like, the show we're talking about.
That's the Clone Wars, yeah, instead of just Clone Wars.
That's all about, like, telling stories of, like, interesting, like, little scenarios and different little storylines that go on. This is just, like, different set pieces, like, these big gargantuan battles. Like, you have this battle that takes place underwater. You have, like, this battle that takes place in, like, this plane. You have these big space battles.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all about, like, just the scope and the scale of the war and just, like, nonstop Michael Bay-esque action.
Yeah, and it's, like, even though it is more simplistic a plot line, I will say it's very satisfying. Just because, like, you don't need this grand dialogue or this ever-arcing story when it comes to the Clone Wars. Here, during Clone Wars, you only get these amazing action set pieces, and it's equally as effective, I feel.
Yes, agreed. Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Can we talk about that episode where Grievous is introduced?
Yeah, so, yeah, our favorite character, General Grievous, is introduced. And that's Pete Grievous. He doesn't get better than that. I mean, the way he's introduced, he, like, slaughters, like, five Jedi in 2 minutes.
Like, the way that layer of Grievous is probably one of the best, if not the best, Grievous episode in the Clone Wars 3D animated series. Oh my god, his episodes in Clone Wars are just so much better.
Yeah, they really are.
Like, he doesn't speak at all, and he's still a monster.
Yeah, he's terrifying. Like, whenever, like, the Jedi running from him and you see him chasing them, you're like, oh shit. Even as a kid, I was like, oh, fuck, that guy means business. He's going to fuck you guys up.
It's literally, like, there's been a couple of times in the Clone Wars where Grievous has been, like, genuinely scary or, like, a slasher villain. Here, he actually employs, like, stealth tactics, scare tactics in order to, like, draw out Padawans. Yeah. And it's like, dude, he butchers people multiple times. Oh, God. And then, like, oh, man, I forget. The dick-headed Jedi.
Kide Mundi
is, like, the only one to survive that. And he just... He barely gets out of there alive.
Oh, yeah. Like, no, yeah, he almost dies. Like, it's like Camp Shaak Ti and Aayla Secura. They're all, like, it's up. But, like, again, they had, like, 9 Jedi, and Grievous killed them all except for, like, 3. So, like, he... I mean, and the fight itself is cool. Like, at one moment, General Grievous is, like... 3 lightsabers, like his foot claws holding one.
That's
like,
right.
He's like spinning around. So like the lightsaber fight itself was really cool. That episode is great. And then the ARC Trooper, yeah, great episode. And the animation is spectacular.
God, yeah. We're kind of just going through like random pieces of episodes just because like while it is relatively in order, you can honestly watch any of these episodes at your own leisure just because like... I don't know. It feels more like a highlight reel of what the overall Clone Wars event was, as opposed to like this grand storyline that we get with like the Clone Wars animated series.
There is a storyline, but it's really not that. It's just like Anakin goes off, fights Ventress, which is a fantastic lightsaber.
Oh my god, yeah, it is. The way that their lightsabers just like cover one another in color is just beautiful to look at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's like a fight on Yavin 4. It's like 3 of their mini episodes. Like it's like 9 minutes of just like Ventress and Anakin going at it, and it's brutal, dude. It's like. It's fantastic.
Yeah, and let's talk about Ventress's introduction in the show as well, because she's just found in a gladiatorial arena, just like dicking around, and Dooku is just like, oh, well, you're relatively cool. I'll take you home.
Yeah, well, he doesn't say it like that.
He definitely doesn't. Don't. God, that'd be so freaking creepy.
But Count Dooku, yeah, they find her in a gladiatorial arena, and she gets. And then Dooku's like, yeah, you're a good fighter and stuff. So I think it's a fantastic episode. It's like 2 episodes where Ventress fights all these gladiators and she kicks their ass with the Force and then fights Dooku with a lightsaber fight. Again, most of these episodes are just fight sequences.
Hmm. Again, not complaining.
No, yeah, they're fantastic. They're really, really, really good.
Because, like, when you get somebody like Genndy Tartakovsky behind the director's chair, someone who really knows how to utilize not only, like, visual fight scenes, but, like, very, very, very essential sound, I will say. Yeah. He knows how to use silence as a weapon. Like, there's this episode that focuses entirely on the ARC Troopers, led by best boy Captain Fordo of the ARC fleet. Oh, God. Most of the episode is dead silent.
Yeah, there's no talking at all. They're just, like, using, like, hand signals and stuff to communicate with one another. It's really, really cool.
Yeah, it shows just how effective ARC Troopers can be as a unit without any kind of verbal communication. That, granted, there's literally no reason as to why they would not use verbal communication, but I'm not going to complain because I love Fordo. His design is brilliant. I want him in the Clone Wars so bad. Why can't I get him?
We got him. His name's Captain Rex.
Oh, yeah. Fair enough.
but he
it's no, yeah, honestly, they're, and you get a good sense that these guys fucking mean business, you know, like they're your ass is grass if you go up against them. Like the little 4 minute episode they have is just like, these guys are not fucking around. They're pretty cool. A character that this show introduces, but the other show didn't, which I was always disappointed, was Dirge.
Oh, Dirge.
I always liked that bounty hunter. I liked, like, he could turn into, like, a Hulk monster.
Yeah, he's a very unique design that we, like, don't see from Star Wars again.
And it's a shame that, like, yeah, that I was always hoping, like, one of these days the old clone, the 3D would use Dirge, but they never did. But, yeah, he's cool in this. He makes an appearance in this, and he's a fucking awesome bounty hunter.
It's super rad because, like, obviously a lot of what makes, like, Star Wars The Clone Wars very appealing is that it takes a lot from fantasy, like Jedi Knights, that kind of thing. And here we actually see a unique kind of weapon. We see a lance being employed by Dirge and his droid army to take down a lot of the Republican fleet. And, like, it's super interesting because, like, they stab some of these vehicles and, like, the four-legged...
Yeah, it rears like an animal.
Yeah, it's actually kind of interesting. Like, even the mechanical characters in this show that Gendy has produced feel organic just because that's his style. And it works very effectively, I feel. Plus, Sturge's knight-esque design is just cool as hell.
And the his design's awesome. He looks so scary. Yes. He looks so scary.
What do you think would win in a fight, Dirge or General Grievous?
General Grievous, yeah. Of course. No, he's cool. And then the final fight between, like, Obi-Wan and, like, him, like, when he's that Hulk monster, like, it's cool because, like, you can't really kill this guy. Like, it takes forever to kill him. And then at the very end, you're like, oh, did they kill him? Because, like, I don't know.
Yeah, and then he's just like a pile of worms, and it's like, ew.
But then, like, they move away at the end.
That's right. Hinting that he'll come back at some point in The Clone Wars.
But never does.
Season 7. I'm calling it right now. That's when they bring in Dirge.
But they never did. Dirge is never coming back.
I don't know. I feel like Season 7 is going to do it. Obviously, I'm messing around. But for the most part, that's... Man, what else happens in Volume 1 now that I think about it?
There's not a whole lot. It's really just so, like, Obi-Wan and the ARC troopers invade this planet. Just action set piece, and Anakin fights Ventress. There's a couple of side stories with Kid Fisto, Padme, Mace Windu.
Oh God, I forgot about Padme's episode.
Yeah, they're really boring. It's so boring.
I mean, Mace Windu's is pretty damn rad, but... Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. That's the one major complaint I would have about this series is that while, again, the action set pieces are great, it's like... It's pretty bare bones as far as plot goes.
Yeah, which is fine. Like, the show, it's just an action show. That's fine. Doesn't need to be anything else.
Perfectly neat. Let's move on to Volume 2. Man, I forget what the first episode was for V2.
It was just, like, the ARC troopers rescuing General Kidai Mundi from General Grievous.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, my God, that's a really rad episode.
Yeah, I mean, I remember as a kid, like, I was like, oh, I can't wait for this new volume to come out. Like, wait, and then it starts immediately with the last one picked up with the ARC troopers rescuing Kidai Mundi. I'm like, oh my God, there's this really cool, like, rescue scene and, like, the ARC troopers fingers. Oh, great way to start the episode. And what's interesting, what really interests me is, like, so you have this really cool opening action, and then the rest of the episode is just, like, dialogue. And I remember watching it for the first time, like, wow, this is so weird. Because it's just, like, people sitting down and talking.
Yeah, it's like, it's pretty interesting just because we don't really see that too often. Well, at least with Clone Wars, the series. I mean, like, because it's Volume 2, I think they did learn, like, okay, let's put some bones to this meat. And did wind up giving us some of this decent dialogue. But I don't know, do you think it's, like, as effective as the Clone Wars proper is when it comes to dialogue, or?
No, because I think... Because the episodes are, like, what, 10 minutes long?
10 to 15, I think.
They're not long, so you don't have too much time to develop these characters. Like, the only reason people, like, and what it was trying to do before with just being action was great because it knew what it was. But, like, trying to tell a story doesn't really work because you're not given a big time frame. Mm. The only reason, like, these, like, if you actually, like, take the fact that we don't know, we've seen Anakin and Obi-Wan attack the clones, and you just watch the show, I would get no sense of who these characters are. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, who's Anakin? Who's Obi-Wan?
Yeah,
they're not people.
And the sucky thing is, because this came out back in like 2005 for the second volume, the only kind of material you would have to go on is the movies themselves, which are very bland and boring.
Well, as a kid, that's all I went on. I didn't know there was like books and stuff. So I was like a 6-year-old kid or 8-year-old. I was like, okay, I got this TV show and the movies and that's it.
Yeah. What I find interesting is that like the Obi-Wan that we see in Clone Wars is actually pretty similar to Obi-Wan we have in the Clone Wars 3D series. Like, honestly, I don't think a lot changes there, and that's all for the better. But the big difference I see is Anakin.
Yeah, for sure, Anakin.
He is prequel Anakin, I feel.
Yes, and he's not fun to watch at all.
He really isn't. Like, they got this voice actor who sounds a lot like Hayden Christensen, which, I get it, kind of need to make him sound like the movie. I get that. But, man, this dude gives a bland performance every time he's Anakin. Like,
yeah, he really does. He's really not good.
Oh my god. It's just like every time I see him, I just hear nothing but drivel coming out of his mouth. None of the dialogue that he says is effective. Just swing the damn lightsaber, Anakin. God.
Yeah, so, and then you got like Padme, Yoda. Again, pretty. The only reason they're good is because you've seen them in other shit, so you recognize them. I mean, the only character, honestly, that makes a lasting impact, in my opinion, is General Grievous.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because his character is defined by, I'm a badass that can kill 30 Jedi.
I'll also say that Count Dooku's pretty effective in this and this series in particular.
We don't really see Count Dooku. He's in like 2 episodes.
But he's still cool. Just let me have my Christopher Lee boy.
Is it Christopher Lee that's...
No, but it's a dead-on impression done by a VO. I really wish he had made the transition over to the Clone Wars, much like how Obi-Wan and Yoda's voice actors did. But dude, it sounds just like him, doesn't it?
You know, no, it's a really good
voice. He just brings a presence, I feel.
Yeah, I honestly wouldn't... I wouldn't know if it's the same voice actor, but he does a really good job in the Tarkovsky.
Tartakov.
Sorry, I can't say it.
No, I got you, man.
But yeah, so to me, I mean, in terms of like, which is fine. The show is an action show. I said it's fine, but like, now Volume 2 tried to start to tell story because like, for the rest of the Volume 2, you see Anakin go on like this story arc with like these alien Native Americans.
Yes. Oh man, I actually loved that episode.
Really?
I mean, like, I really enjoyed it just because, for the most part, you don't hear Anakin talk. And also, it's like, I really enjoyed actually seeing the knighting of Anakin and the little conflict that he had between him and Obi-Wan beforehand. I felt was very organic and something that, like, in 2005, we really didn't see between the two. Like, there's an actual brotherhood there that formed between them.
I would say, I didn't like it. Only because you have that going on, and then you have the Battle of Coruscant, and I'm like, I just kind of want to know what's going on with Coruscant. What's Yoda doing? Like, the capital of the Republic's being attacked.
Well, that's also why I love it. Like, Coruscant's battle is friggin' amazing.
Oh, yeah, the battle's great.
I think it might be my favorite of the Genndy Tartakovsky series.
Yeah.
Gotta be honest. Just because, like, there's so many things happening. Yoda and Mace Windu fighting back-to-back. This lead ARC trooper is just, like, fighting for his life, like, mowing down as many droids as he can with a rifle. He runs out of ammo. He switches to his pistol. He takes an arm from the droid. Bada-bada-bada. And then dual wields from a dead clone's pistol. Like, that was a friggin' amazing action sequence.
It was fantastic. I absolutely loved it.
The Grievous stuff, too.
Once again, Grievous is kicking ass, killing Jedi and clones left and right. There's a scene where, like, they're waiting for an elevator, and General Grievous is killing guys, and the Jedi's just, like, pressing the elevator button, like, oh, shit, here he comes. He's cool. The Coruscant stuff was great, and then we went back to Anakin, and I'm like, oh, I don't care about Anakin.
Yeah, again, I think the main thing that sucks is that, like, this is the Anakin from the prequels that we're seeing grow up, which, again, it does suck, but I do enjoy seeing the character development of him finding out, like, okay, I am probably going to be a part of this prophecy. There's this wonderful cave painting sequence where, like, you know, someone takes advantage of, like, this black goo, which represents the dark side, that's a part of the Native American race. Native American alien race. And his hand, which was lopped off by a monster, just grows into this, like, black monstrous thing that he uses to just, like, annihilate the monster that took his hand. And then it winds up overtaking the entire village and consuming his loved one and consuming him. And then it eventually comes out that's Darth Vader. And that's Anakin's fate. And it's like, wow, I really love that sequence. It was such a unique way of portraying Anakin, like, the path that he's about to go down. I mean, we obviously know what's going to happen because, I mean, for God's sake, all the movies are out at this point. But, man, I love that little sequence.
All right, I mean, yeah, that's fair. I mean, it is a nice sequence. And, like, yeah, it does a good job of portraying what's going to happen to Anakin and Darth Vader and stuff. But I, in terms of, like, and then we have what Tambor?
I want to say yes.
He's the leader of the Techno Union.
Oh, God, that's right.
He's the bad guy that Anakin kills. I love how Anakin kills him. Wat Tambor's, like, messing with, like, his little things, and he just dies. God. Anakin just chokes him out.
Yes, it's friggin' rad. Like, that whole thing at the end, too, where Anakin loses his arm and just winds up, like, using the Force to crush him, sealing in that metaphor about him turning into Darth Vader. Ah, God. That's why I like that episode so much. Just, like, it showed that his fate was inevitable, but he's still just trying his best. And that's pretty much the only thing we got from Anakin this series.
Yeah, I mean, Anakin, that's all he did, really. And then he killed he killed, quote unquote, because she's clearly alive.
But. It's falling from a cliff. You just use force push right before you impact, and then boom, you're saved. Like, not a big deal.
But then, yeah, so then the Volume 2 leads directly into Revenge of the Sith. We got Count Duke, we got General Grievous captures Palpatine, Anakin and Obi-Wan come back from their mission, and then they go straight to rescuing Palpatine, and then we jump into the movie.
Yeah, man. What a little journey we just went on when it came to Volume 1 and 2 of The Clone Wars. Overall, I'll say, like, it's absolutely worth a watch if you're a Star Wars fan. You're not going to be getting a lot out as far as, like, story or really big character moments as far as, like, I don't know, development or finding out just who these people are, other than Anakin near the end. But, again, that's very much near the end.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would absolutely recommend this series.
Yeah, same. I would agree, especially if you're just into, like, cool Star Wars action. It's, oh my gosh, it's perfect.
Because, like, it's Genndy Tartakovsky, which means you are going in for amazing quality, not only just animation, but just, I don't know, character action pieces are just wonderfully done here.
So, yeah, I would highly recommend for sure.
Yeah. Crap, that's pretty much all we have to say as far as Star Wars Clone Wars goes from Genndy Tartakovsky. This has been our April Fool's special. Thank you guys for tuning in. Once again, I am Max.
I'm Gavin.
And we will see you guys next week with the actual Star Wars The Clone Wars. We're pretty much just going to do the same episodes that we were recommending you guys last
that's
week.
That's all we were doing.
All right. Well, sayonara. Tune in next time. Same Star Wars time, same Star Wars place.